as a female creator, you are going to face unique challenges. And they're going to be all manner of diversity and complexity. And just so we're clear, these issues aren't just confined to a specific demographic, right? It's not like just young, attractive women who deal with this. One creator said, you know, I'm a chubby grandmother and I deal with this stuff, right? They pointed out it's not just about trying to get, you know, an imaginary hookup or trying to turn that person into your digital girlfriend. It's just about predatory people trying to make women feel uncomfortable and unsettled across the board.
Hello, welcome to the Taco Talks podcast featuring Pastor Al Deschanel, known online as Christian Ninja, full-time content creator and executive director of Taco, the Alliance for Creative Outreach. He uses his education, experience, and pastor's heart to unite, develop, and train Christian content creators to serve and grow well on the digital mission field. I'm your host, Scott, a fellow content creator, Twitch streamer, and podcaster known online as The Born Again Gamer. We hope this podcast will help you unleash your potential, reach your vision, and create content that radiates God's glory. Are you or do you know a female content creator? Are you aware of the unique challenges of being online in this culture, in a still mainly male-dominated area? Christian Ninja has talked with a variety of female creators, getting their advice and point of view before diving into this episode. We hope that it can help not just creators, but the wider community as a whole, understand those challenges and help us all be more aware of how hard the job can be, especially for the lady creators. Let's listen.
We all know the internet can be a rough place, that the veil of anonymity that it provides can sometimes bring out just the worst in people. Vitriol and hate and negativity, they often find their way into online spaces. We've all experienced that. We all experience what it's like to go into a website that we thought was great and just find that it's in a hostile environment. We all know about the mental health dangers about being on social media, you know, but I think that one area that doesn't get talked about a lot is the brunt of the hostility that female creators face when they're on platforms like Twitch and TikTok and YouTube. I mean, we all kind of know it's happening, but when it comes to actually discussing what's going on and maybe even how to address it, I don't hear much about it. Well, the internet has opened up content creation to like literally anybody with a cell phone to share their work. It's also exposed creators to like unprecedented levels of scrutiny and harassment. And in my experience, and from what I've heard, female creators in particular face unique challenges. They're often subject to like sexist comments and explicit jokes and even threats simply because they are women in a space that in many ways is still dominated by men. I read recently about a few different female creators who face some really serious issues. One streamer shared that there are days that she feels like she can't even stream because of the amount of mean things she encounters. Another was actually targeted by an organized group of trolls who mass reported her to Twitch, and that led her to get temporarily banned and actually got her kicked out of TwitchCon, right? Like they just banded together to be mean. Another one decided to leave everything, just stop doing content creation altogether because she told an unflattering joke about some ex that she had online. And then there was this avalanche of attacks and insults and threats. And she just received so much horrible hate during those following days. She just abandoned social media altogether and then quit her job as a streamer. In light of these stories, I reached out to a few creators that I know, and I sent them a message. I said, I have a lot of female creators in my class and community, and I want to talk about the unique struggles and opportunities that come with being a female content creator. As a community leader, I think I should address it, but as an older male, I know my perspective and voice isn't the one they need to hear. Could you maybe share top five dangers and opportunities of being a female creator? And the responses that I got from that were really illuminating. And I want to share what they were saying. I'm going to keep who they are anonymous, but they, I assure you, there are people that I know that we know. One creator shared some of the experience that she's had while gaming, right? She and many of her friends have entered into multiplayer game lobbies with voice chat where men in the game immediately start making explicit jokes and sexist comments, even threats, like as soon as they find out she's a woman. This has been like such a common occurrence that it's actually made her not want to play those games anymore, and certainly not to stream these games at all. Another female creator shared that she has managed to avoid many of the typical problems faced by women on Twitch by being purposefully faceless. Just a content creator only known for her art, not her name, not her gender, not anything else. She highlighted this issue of like doxing and swatting and whatnot that can happen to anyone regardless of gender. But in my opinion, it is probably scarier for a single female to get doxed than, you know, a male like me or someone who's in a relationship, right? It would be terrifying to have that happen. Another creator I chatted with also said that she keeps her gender hidden online and just tries to not make it part of her content. Because if people find out she's female, suddenly there's a problem. Personally, that's something I'd never even considered. Now, I admire these women for continuing to create and engage with their communities. It shows a lot of resilience, a lot of strength. But the idea that someone would be nervous about even revealing their gender online, regardless of the name or face or the content, it really underscores the kind of obstacles that keep female creators from stepping forward and from succeeding. Another woman I talked to who streams with a camera and plays some multiplayer games with voice chat, she shared other stories. Of course, there were the constant comments about her looks or her relationship status, and that gets quite tiresome. But she also shared how there have been some people who offered to help her or make large donations, but over time started to show that they weren't motivated by kindness, but instead were trying to leverage that generosity toward ulterior motives. She didn't elaborate, but I could just imagine what that meant. I'm actually quite in awe of the kind of strength required by these female creators and a lot of others that I know, because there's so many significant obstacles, dangers, tribulations they face that I've never come close to experiencing. And quite frankly, I wouldn't know how to handle them. If I knew that when I jumped on stream or I jumped into a game, there would be a guaranteed wall of rudeness and harassment and risk, I'm not sure how long I'd last. Sure, there are some commonalities between male and female creator experiences, like comments on your looks or gameplay or how your voice sounds or you know, people that just try to troll or manipulate you for some reason. But when I think of the male and the female creators that I know, it's the women that face things far more negatively and far more regularly. You know that by now, the reason that I started Taco, the focus of so much of my content is because I love Christian content creators. I want them to feel validated and supported and safe and confident. And I believe in my heart that content creation has the power to just change the world. I really do believe that. And that small creators are the heartbeat of the internet, right? They're the most important part of the internet, not huge creators, small creators. That individuals have this, that can have the kind of courage and tenacity to grab a microphone and a camera, a drawing pad, keyboard, and just put themselves out there to find their special audience that they can speak into is a really exciting way that God is working these days. But hearing what so many are going through makes my fatherly heart, my pastoral heart, hurt for these creators. I mean, it's hard enough to be a creator without all this extra garbage on top. And so what I wanted to do for the second half of the episode, after we kind of talked about the problems, is to give some practical advice from experienced creators. I asked them for that top five list of things that they would, you know, benefit others with? What would they like to say to other female creators? And I mushed them all together and came up with 7 really good tips, really good suggestions. So here are 7 suggestions, 7 tips from female creators for female creators about how you can manage all of this misery and difficulty online. So 1, be careful with the communities you choose to join. One creator emphasized the importance of like choosing to be part of the right community online, really being careful about who you join up with. She talked about how if you can find your niche, right, your niche for content, if you serve and create for a certain group of people, not everybody, but just like that unique group of people, then you lessen the chances of the bad things happening within that circle, because they're just like your people and you're not attracting everyone. It's just you're attracting some people. Some of the big creators have learned that if they are careful with the people they collaborate with, the brands they support, they make sure that everything aligns with their values, their interests, their content, then they can keep their community tight and positive, and it ends up pushing away some of the trolls. So the encouragement here is simply to say, you know, that when you get out there and you're going to join a Discord community, or you're going to join a gamer team, or you're going to join, you know, like a collective or a group of artists or whatever it is, be mindful of who they are, what they stand for, and realize that if you can find that niche of your people, it'll actually be protective. It'll be helpful. 2, make sure you're very secure with your online privacy. More than one of the creators advised being really super cautious about sharing literally any personal information. Now, of course, we all know that we're all supposed to be careful. You'd be careful with what you document, be careful with what you put out there, be careful with what you say. We all know that, right? Everything can be screen capped or saved or shared. But they said is something that I hadn't really thought about too much, and that is like private Discord chats. You know, you're sharing your heart, you're doing ministry, you're talking to somebody. Those things can be screen capped and shared too. Someone you think is safe right now can get offended, or something can happen and they'll betray your confidence and they'll just share stuff you never thought that they would share. And we've all seen people who have posted something online they regret and then deleted it really fast, but it ends up living online forever because someone saved it before it was able to be deleted. So they said, you know what, be really careful with your online privacy. Be really careful what you say. Be really careful who you talk to, what you talk to. Have those boundaries set because you never know when it can come back around. 3, consider creating without disclosing your gender. One of the people I interviewed is a digital artist, and she just keeps her gender hidden online, or at least she tries not to make it obvious. Of course, this can't work for women who are using audio or video, but I think the idea of choosing to keep one's gender hidden or not making it a big part of your content could help avoid targeted reactions or targeted trolls, or at least mitigate some of the problems. Now, to me, it's sort of sad, or angering really, since that feels like not sharing an important part of who you are. That would be really hard to dance around sometimes, and it just seems like it shouldn't be necessary. But in light of all the troubles that we've talked about, I can absolutely see how this could be a way to prevent trouble while still putting out content. If they don't know you're female, they don't know whether to harass you or not. 4 is your appearance and perception will influence how you are treated. One creator they said, dress how you want to be treated. Low-cut clothes showing off a lot of skin in general, or being super tight, they're going to draw a lot of comments and attention. We all know that. Of course, that makes sense and almost seems like it doesn't need to be said, but I have definitely seen that some women try to use their body or sexuality as a shortcut to get more views. Guys do this too. Totally admit that. Some guys do this too, but it feels like a shortcut. Or because of how they've been treated in their past by their family, their fathers, other men, they feel like their value is directly attached to their looks. Therefore, they give value when they look more provocative, the dressing in a more sexualized way seems normal to them, natural to them, especially since it's what they see a lot of other creators doing. But the woman I spoke to was exactly right that how you present yourself will have a great effect on how you're treated, and it will manage the type of attention you receive, right? There's no hard and fast rule, and there're definitely going to be guys that are just harassing for anything, no matter what you're wearing. But if you want to be cautious about this and you don't want to get those kind of comments, then your appearance and your perception is going to influence that. That's just truth. Number five, make a choice to control your emotions. Now, as a guy, even as a pastor, it is unlikely I would get away telling female creators this one, but I assure you this is directly from female creators. She said that she's learned the importance of emotional control and sticking to a plan for how to present oneself when connecting to the audience. She says, have a plan. This is so smart. Have a plan for how you want to be on stream and stick to it. Now, I never really thought of that, right? But it's fantastic advice, both for men and women. Before you turn on the camera, before you get the microphone, have this picture in your mind of how you want to present yourself, how you want to react to things, how you want to be remembered, what you want to put out on the internet, what you want to demonstrate to others, right? Just think it through. What are you going to do if someone gives a great big donation? How will you handle a compliment? How are you going to handle negative comments? What are you going to do when something happens and it brings you to tears? What are you going to do? It's about having this consistent demeanor, consistent attitude, regardless of what's happening in the chat or the comments or anywhere else. It shows that you are not uncaring, but that you are controlled. It's sometimes challenging on stream, but I think that taking the time to decide who you want to be in your videos, in your podcast, on your stream, and then making the choice to stick to that image can help manage your emotions when things get weird or things get difficult. This makes a better experience for the people in your audience they're also struggling with emotional dysregulation. They're all over the map, and so they're coming to you, and you're consistent. Or they're struggling with abuse, or they have other mental health struggles, you become a sort of rock in their life. Plus, and as she shared, this also helps you maintain a constant brand, which is appealing to supporters because you're not all over the map. I love that suggestion, that idea that before you jump in to your content, make the choice for how you're going to present yourself. Recognize and really buckle down and just think about it. I'm going to be in control of my emotions. I'm not just going to let them run roughshod. I'm not going to let them flow. I will present a certain side of me. I think that's appropriate, and it's definitely going to help. Number six, set firm boundaries with your community. This one is sort of like the one about online privacy, but more about, as this creator said, getting too involved with your community. It's a tough balance for a Christian creator, because we want to be vulnerable and we want to be authentic with our community. But this is more about reminding yourself that you have to have these boundaries, because it not only protects you, but it protects the vulnerable people in your life and in your community. It means making sure that you manage the relationships you're building with people in an intentional way to prevent things like oversharing when you're going through something, or having the things that you've shared used against you, or getting unwanted attention because people share whatever in a more broad way than you intended. You told a small group, they tell a big group. Or people in your non-creator life getting pulled into online drama, right? It protects from that. Maintaining your professionalism as you grow. I'm all about being vulnerable. I'm all about being authentic. I've talked about that before, but not at the same level to everyone, and certainly not in forums where that can be spread farther than you can control. One creator said something really interesting that I'll add. She said, don't be lazy and work on your channel info, right? Sorry, it was phrased weird. Do not be lazy and work on filling out your channel info. You will need to create info panels to tell viewers what your channel is about and who you are. Include such info as your streaming schedule, description of yourself, rules for chat, social media links, game configs, donor button, all that stuff. And that sounds like a no-brainer. Why does this have to do with, you know, women and protection? But really, when you fill all that stuff out, you are setting the expectations for what your audience and your community should expect and discourage negative behavior. You're telling people who you are, what you do, your availability, your standards of behavior, right? I can absolutely see if you have those written out, they will, people looking at it, they'll understand this is the rules and this is what's not going to be okay. And this is what she's not going to face. And this is when she's going to show up. And I'm not going to, you keep those boundaries. It'll help protect you and it'll create that community, which leads us to number seven. And I think this is a great one too. And that is cultivate a community that supports and protects you, right? You build all these rules and you work on your boundaries and all the rest of that stuff. One response I received was really, I think it's great. They emphasized the importance of valuing and cultivating a supportive and protective community. She said this, "I know that when I'm in the middle of a song and a new person shows up in chat, they will be greeted warmly, but I also know that my regulars will direct them to the song list if they ask for Wonderwall. And if they misbehave, they'll be banned and reported," right? She's able to keep creating, keep on cruising, doing what she needs to do. She doesn't lose her flow. She doesn't, you know, have to stop stream to go deal with something because it is dealt with quickly. And someone who's causing trouble or needs clarity or whatever gets it from her community without her having to do anything, because she's consistent, because she has firm boundaries, because she set the culture for her channel. Everyone knows the standards and is able to say, that's not okay here, or here's how to address that. And it comes up and it's quick. It works the other way though. She also mentions the importance of discerning between someone who's trying to give an awkward compliment or saying something nice, it comes across a little inappropriate or is potential harassment, right? How do you know the difference? She says it this way, that can be one of the sticky points, knowing if someone is just awkwardly flattering or if they're just testing the waters, right? Like to make trouble. She's actually had to tell her mods not to quickly ban someone, like to give them a little bit of grace because they want to protect her. They want to make sure that things are positive. They don't want those kind of people in chat. But sometimes they come in and they are not great at communicating. They don't know how to talk to women properly. They don't have English as their first language or whatever. And she's had to say, you know, give them a little grace. Let's give them a little patience. Let's see where this goes. It's all about cultivating that community that understands your mission, understands your vision, understands your content, and is willing to keep the boundaries firm, yet appropriately permeable for new people. Let me close out with this. As a female creator, you are going to face unique challenges, and they're going to be all manner of diversity and complexity. And just so we're clear, these issues aren't just confined to a specific demographic, right? It's not like just young, attractive women who deal with this. One creator said, you know, I'm a chubby grandmother and I deal with this stuff, right? They pointed out it's not just about trying to get, you know, an imaginary hookup or trying to turn that person into your digital girlfriend. It's just about predatory people trying to make women feel uncomfortable and unsettled across the board. Despite these challenges, there are so many amazing women creators thriving, making their mark in the digital space. And I'm so astonished at the diversity of their creativity, their skills, right? Some dominate in first-person shooters. Some bring comfort to others with cozy streams. They're like moms. Or some are like expert podcasters and writers, or they make inspirational, funny shorts, and they're making an incredible impact on people's lives. They're building wonderful communities. I remember having a conversation with one young, successful female creator who deals with this stuff very regularly, but has compassion on these troubled young men that come into her stream. She talks straight with them, and she's actually trying to create a mentoring program with other men that can teach these guys how to behave with women. That takes resilience. That takes patience. That takes strength. It takes love for a group of people that would be really easy to just shut out. my hope in sharing this episode is to kind of bring to light some of the struggles and to give a bit of advice to female creators, but only as a start. I'd like this to be an ongoing dialogue that we can see how we can help to address these issues. Maybe there's something Taco can do. Maybe there's something I can do. Maybe there's women in the community. They can start to create like a safe, inclusive, respectful environment that women can get support, or they can learn how to do this so that all creators can be taken care of, supported, loved, and thrive. As we continue to explore and discuss these topics, I really want us to be mindful of those issues and then support and encourage the female creators in all of our lives, because they're amazing and they're super helpful, and I'm so glad they're there. And it's tough. It's tough to be one.
Great job. So well put, Christian Ninja. Honestly, I wasn't sure that I could have an opinion here. Who am I to comment? In our society, I think it's easy for men to be afraid to speak up. But I don't want to let fear guide me. For as the saying goes, all it takes for evil to triumph is for good men and women to do nothing. But that's the problem. The men who have something good to say feel afraid or ashamed. And the ones who have nothing but hate and ugliness to say aren't afraid to speak up. Proverbs 29:25, the New Living Translation, says, "Fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord means safety." And in James 4:17, and the New Living Translation as well, says, "Remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not to do it." I want to be clear, women don't need our permission or validation as men to exist as creators or anything else. But I do think if you personally know and already have an established relationship with a female creator, one thing that you could do is reach out. Just ask, how are they feeling? Can you help with anything? I plan to. It might feel awkward, but being afraid to reach out and support just feels like ignoring the issue. I really liked the talk today, but points 6 and 7 really stuck out to me. 6 was have firm boundaries, and number 7 was cultivate a community who supports and protects you. You could be that support if you're not a creator. If you know someone, you could offer to moderate their chat or pray for them on a regular basis, maybe as a part of like a prayer team or something. Or if you're a female content creator and you know people that you trust to put in those roles like that, reach out. Because as we've talked about in previous episodes, we can't do this alone. We need community. Community needs to be a part of how we create and reach people. So cultivate a community that you can trust to support and protect you. I know that as I go forward, I'm going to take the information, the points of view, and the tips that Christian Ninja shared in this episode and take them to heart and apply them to situations where I have interactions myself with female content creators, being more aware of how I present myself, the things that I might say, even though I'm not the type of person to go and say awkward things in chat. Just because I don't think that it's awkward doesn't mean that it may not come off that way. But again, as well, not being afraid to speak up and show support and just be there to support and in a supportive role, I think is important as well, because like we've talked about, fear shouldn't be your guiding post for going forward. So as we pray for our fellow creators, and just try to be there for them. I hope that if you know somebody who's in that role, that you can feel comfortable reaching out to them and just offering, you know, a word of support or prayer, and just connecting as a community as we should be to reach people for God's glory. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great week. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe to this podcast And if you want to join in the conversation, Christian Ninja streams Monday to Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This podcast is recorded live on Tuesdays. Also, I want to invite you to join my own live stream where I stream Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Finally, if you want to help keep Christian Ninja full-time, consider joining his Ko-fi support page where you'll find his bookstore and get updates on what's happening with Taco and Christian Ninja's ministry. If you become a member, you'll get access to all sorts of exclusive content and help reach more creators in their communities. All the links are in the description.